In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Chartok and Yehuda Hanani continue their series of discussions about women who influenced classical composers, this week discussing Augusta Holmes, a student who inspired César Franck.
So Yehuda Hanani, we've been having a great time gossiping and talking about these musicians, many of which were in the 1800s.
Yes.
And they had girlfriends, basically, and lovers, and they...
Fulfilled and unfulfilled relationships.
Yeah. But the one that is sort of left out, we've done Beethoven and all like that, but and Berlioz, but what about César Franck?
César Franck has his own amazing story, and also there was a woman there who is responsible for one of his major pieces. César Franck has a passionate quintet that had a most curious launching. Now we are in Paris in 1879. His wife greeted its arrival with public condemnation and scorn. Saint-Saëns, to whom the piece was dedicated and who played the piano part at the premiere, was getting increasingly agitated and furious as he discovered coded messages and covert signals in the music. Once the work was finished, César Franck went on the stage to congratulate the performers, which is really the custom. But Saint-Saëns refused to shake his hand and stormed off the stage, leaving behind the manuscript, which was dedicated to him. Furthermore, he discouraged all future performances of the piece. That's pretty unusual, wouldn't you say? The reason for this bizarre behavior was a young, gifted, and very beautiful composition student of César Franck, Augusta Holmes, with whom he was passionately in love. As he reports himself, this is a quote, "She arouses in me the most unspiritual desires." She was, by the way, a private student of his because at that time women were not admitted to the conservatoire. It's a very interesting historic fact, which took a few more years to correct. Madame Franck, Félicité, clearly understood that the steaminess, this expression of uncontrolled desire, had nothing to do with her and were solely intended for this, now I'm quoting here, impure and seductive student. Camille Saint-Saëns, the pianist of the night, himself was smitten by Augusta Holmes and repeatedly and unwisely proposed marriage to her, which she sweetly turned down. So this quintet indeed sizzles with dark passion. It is a pendulum swings of feeling, interrupted lines, shifting tonalities, murmurs, spasmodic, sudden dynamic changes. Any one of our listeners here who remembers losing your mind and having an irrational romantic crush will have no difficulty identifying with this music. So why don't we begin by listening to the last movement from this incredible piano quintet inspired by Augusta Holmes and composed, of course, by the smitten César Franck. Thank you.
That was Artur Pizarro and the Peterson Quartet performing Piano Quintet in F minor by Cesar Franck. Before that, Alan Shartok speaking with cellist Yehuda Hanani. To learn about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.